This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Petroserv USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, I'm here. I'll tell you where I came from. Here's what I tell everyone. Same place as Aaron Tippin's going to tell you right here.
I was born by God's dear grace.
So true.
In an extraordinary place. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
USA, baby! The United States of America. That's the answer to the riddle on What's on Your Mind.
That song is very, I don't know, nationalistic.
Trigger you?
Very nationalistic.
Then trigger some.
Say.
Yeah. It triggers you, then,
then leave.
There's no help for you.
Yeah.
Can't do much for you.
Get over it. How about that?
Yeah, exactly right. All right, hey, folks, 7 past the hour, and Mr. Wright, Mr. Minnesota, Jason Lewis, going to be here at the bottom of the hour, former Minnesota congressman. Looking forward to catching up with him. Audio version of his new book is out. We'll give away a copy today on the program, so stay tuned for that. We start this hour with a chat with our friend Todd Benzman, and there is no one. And I mean no one that knows the border better than Todd Benzman, regular guest of ours. And Todd, I've noticed that the majority of the media has moved on. They're not covering the border anymore because, according to them, there's nothing to see. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, having come from the media, I worked as a reporter for 23 years. The less that they let you see, the more you should endeavor to see it and work harder to see it. It is true that the Biden government has worked very, very diligently to cover over any visual evidence of the mass migration. But believe me, when I tell you that the mass migration is absolutely happening just as much now as it was before the end of Title 42, it's just moved into under a dark cloud of secrecy. Everything about it has been made secret. Even the NGO operations on our side of the border now have moved security into place so that, nobody can interview the immigrants or see the paperwork that they're being given. They are being released in large numbers, just like they were before Title 42 ended, being released and admitted into the country. But they will not let anybody near these immigrants when they get over to the U.S. side. They won't let you take photos. They've got security everywhere now. I've never seen that before in the first 2.5 years of the immigration crisis, but if you're a reporter, that's the time that you really bear down and try to pierce the shroud of secrecy. They are also letting in far greater numbers of immigrants at the ports of the land ports of entry, on humanitarian parole permit. They are handing thousands upon thousands of those out now. And then bringing them in through the ports of entry in a way that is not visible. You can't see it unless you get right on the bridge with them, which is what I'm on my way to do right now, as a matter of fact. But the third way that they are entering is as runners who are hiding, dodging, trying to get through past Border Patrol with smugglers. And those numbers are so the mass migration continues, but under a purposeful, orchestrated cloud of secrecy that is no less significant to the country than when you could see it, when it was visible to the country.
So walk me through, if I'm an illegal immigrant, what I need to do to get in. What do I, because, and I've heard about this app as one example, although yeah. I still hear stories that the app is really bad, like not performing well. Is that true? What's the scoop on the app?
Right. So if I'm an immigrant, I have three ways that I can get in under the new strategy that's supposed to be all tough, all Trumpian tough. It's not. It's filled with loopholes. One way that I can get in is to just cross illegally like before. They'll put me in expedited removal proceedings, but there's a really easy way out of it, and that's to claim asylum. You claim asylum, they turn you down, and then you just appeal, and they are out. They'll admit you into the country. Easy peasy. They're doing that by the boatload right now. They are letting everybody in pretty much who crosses illegally and just appeals their asylum determination, because the backlog's 5, 6, 7 years long, and you can just disappear once you're in the country. That's the game. The other way is under the CBP One app that's on your phone. Yes, it was for the first few months of its expansion very difficult. There were far more people than there were slots. But after Title 42 went away, they vastly expanded CBP One. They open the aperture all the way wide, the spigots all the way on, everything wide open, maximum. And so now you have a far greater chance to get through legally. I mean, I put that in quotation marks, to get a permit. These are not legal permits, but you won't be put in removal proceedings if you come in that way, and you get a 2-year work authorization. And so some people are just saying, I'll just wait for a few weeks and then I'll get in that way too. So you got both of those two ways to get in. And if you don't think that you can get in either of those ways, you can just spend $4, $5, $10 grand on a smuggler and they'll get you in. So you'll be able to bypass all of the above and still get in.
And is the line still the app? Route number two that you talked about, now that it's been expanded, the numbers are there. Are we still seeing the lines, but just the difference is they're in Mexico now?
Well, the lines are actually approvals, and they're hundreds of yards long in many cases at many ports of entry of people that have been, they're going to get approved as soon as they get to our side. They'll be rubber stamped in. And so those numbers are far greater than anything I've seen up until now. Thousands upon thousands of people being granted these permits, tens of thousands, and then ultimately hundreds of thousands all the way to the end of the year, and millions will be granted these permits to cross, and you won't be able to see any of it. And they're hiding all the numbers. They will not release the numbers. I have a lawsuit against the Biden administration demanding to see the data on how many you're releasing. They will not tell you. Nobody can get these numbers. It's all hidden. Everything is hidden under the shroud of secrecy. But rest assured that when the numbers come out, we'll be seeing 250,000 a month still. Nothing changed. The media bought into this and walked away from it. Abdicated duty.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, because it sounds like to me all they need to do is go over to Mexico and see the lines.
That's right. That's what I do. The lines are right there. Anybody can see this. It's not even dangerous. Cross on the American side. If you're a media person listening to this, make a U-turn to the Mexican side, and they're all right there. You'll see them all right there.
And there's no problem for a reporter getting into Mexico, right?
No. Walk right in and then walk right out. It's all happening on the bridges.
The most outrageous thing I heard you say is that... Sorry, go ahead.
Well, there's another component of the CBP One operation, and that is that they're handing these things out in foreign countries. thousands of them. And you can, if you get one, you get your appointment, you can fly into an American airport. So there's a lot of flights going on, tens of thousands of people flying in from foreign countries. And obviously you can't see this. They'll fly into the Omaha International Airport or whatever and check in and be released there. So the spigot was opened much wider on that part of the program too, just like at the land ports.
Okay. I think I just heard you say that I can be in some faraway land and sign up on the CBP One app that we're seeing being used at the border, and then fly in where I want my destination to be, New York City, Omaha, Fargo, whatever, and I'm in and got a two-year work authorization and didn't even have to cross the border anymore. Wow, wow, wow. More with Todd Bensman, senior national security fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies and author of some great books on this mess at the border. Joe Biden unleashing the greatest border crisis in U.S. history, and we're watching it happen, folks.
Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 160 acres in Grant County, 1,652 acres in Hedinger County, 160 acres in Slope County, 563 acres of exceptional cropland near Wolverton, Minnesota and Wilkin County. And don't forget, firearms and ammunition auction in Bottineau, North Dakota, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Carrington, Steele, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Ekalaka, Montana. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On Your Mind is brought to you by MyPillow. A lot of grad parties going on these days. A lot of graduates out there. Great way to say, well done, good and faithful servant in your high school years. And before you head off to college, how about a great gift from MyPillow? Nothing like a MyPillow robe or MyPillow sheets or MyPillow towels, the pillows themselves for a graduate. Tell you what, great deals. And there's so much. If you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, click on the radio listener square, you'll see all kinds of deals. Just use the promo code Scott for the best deals. If you're looking for some great U.S.-made, entrepreneur-led products, including my coffee, you go to mystore.com, mystore.com. Use the promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Back with Todd Bensman, who is the author, by the way, of Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed This Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History and America's Cold Border War, The Untold Story of the Nation's Battle to Prevent Jihadist Infiltration, Senior National Security Fellow at the Texas-based Center for Immigration Studies. Low immigration, pro-immigrant. That's what they're all about. So now we have a new twist in these. Say I'm in Guatemala and I don't want to actually go up through Mexico. I just want to fly in. You're telling me I can do the app down there and be flown in? Get my freebie ticket and fly in?
Yes, you can do the app. They encourage the administration is encouraging applications in other countries. Like for example, they're setting it up in Panama. The Darien Gap, Colombia, Panama, that Darien Gap area there. And then you can fly right into the United States, and they're already doing it. It looks like they probably flew about 30,000 in, 35,000 last month this way. You can't find any of this in the public record. They are not self-reporting. Nobody's asking them, except a few of us. How many you're bringing in and from where and where they're flying into, anything about it. The entire mass migration has been moved into the shadows. And it is absolute fact that they are flying in from foreign countries under CBP-1 as well as coming in through the ports of entry. Probably to the tune of 50, 60,000 a month, maybe more. We don't know is the problem. We just don't know that they did warn us in their policy papers that after Title 42, they were going to vastly expand CBP-1 and that it would become the cornerstone of the administration's border policy after Title 42. And that's where we are today. There's no reporting on this at all. You can't find it anywhere.
That's the fundamental changing of America that I believe we were told a decade ago or more. And with that, when are we full? I mean, we don't even know how many. Even when are we full?
Yeah, nobody on that side ever has an answer to that question. When enough is enough? You can't ever get an answer to that.
And we can't forget the NGOs, because this is the little tricky way where FEMA sends money to the NGO, and the NGO is giving these people the plane tickets anywhere they want to go, and the voucher packs send them on their way. They're being complicit in this too, correct?
Yes. Well, the NGOs are integral to the conveyor belt system that has just been roaring for 2.5 years straight, bringing people from border into your city. They are part of it. They are earning. They are taking government contracts. They are enriched by this mass migration crisis. And they are part and parcel now to the great secrecy that has descended over all of it. They are hiring security so that you can't get anywhere near these immigrants to ask them exactly what you just went through and why you're being released and what your papers say. Can't get at that right now.
And Todd, I just looked at examples of NGOs. You've got Amnesty International, International Rescue Corps, the Catholic Relief Services. I mean, there's a lot more than I thought. I mean, on and on and on here. I mean, and they've all got, obviously, they've got some money to not only hire their own private security forces, but to pull us all off.
And they're flying below the radar.
Yeah. How?
Yeah, that's a. I mean, that is a. That's a good question. They have boards of directors. They have people to answer to.
Yeah. Well, remember, this is very akin to having, say, the defense manufacturing and this arms manufacturing industry CEOs in charge of our war policy or diplomacy. We would never see a day of peace if those people were in charge of our policy. Well, the NGO world is in charge of our immigration policy, so it should be no wonder whatsoever that this is happening, that we have this mass migration crisis, because it's like a, like I like to say, a self-licking ice cream cone. They created the policy, and now they are reaping the incredible riches from it. And there are hundreds of NGOs, not just inside the U.S. that are benefiting, but all along the migrant trails, all the way down into South America.
Wow. A lot of new information here, folks, on how the new normal at the border is working, and it's all being done below the radar, so you can't see it because of, did you tell me, new security and new ways to, you know, keep you away from these NGOs and from the processing that's going on. I mean, you're going to go down there on your way right now and see this and be told, no, you can't look there, you can't look there?
In a couple of hours, I'm going to be at an NGO at the Del Rio, in Del Rio, Texas, and I'm told that they will, and I've been to this very one numerous times, never had a problem, always able to get right on campus and interview anybody I wanted. I'm told now that they'll call the cops on me, and they have instructed all of the immigrants to not talk to anybody in the media.
Now, why? Why? Why are they doing this, Todd? What's the motive? Why?
I'll tell you why. Because the Biden administration promised the American people that their after Title 42 plan was super tough, that they were going to be sending everybody back. But the opposite is true. They're letting everybody in, just like before. And the only way you can establish that they're letting everybody in is to interview them, the immigrants that are being let in, look at their papers, and have them tell you their story about how they just processed in.
Wow. I'm glad you're there.
I'm glad
you're on top of this story. Glad you're going to be back there. And keep us posted. Looking forward to learning more about it, Todd. Keep up the great work. Thank you, sir. Senior National Security Fellow, Center for Immigration Studies, author Todd Bensman. Not getting that story anywhere else. The rest of the media has gone dark on this. Unbelievable. MyPillow 2.0 is here. Brand new temperature regulating technology that keeps you comfortable throughout the night. Mike Lindell has done it again. Sleep is all about temperature and height. It's not a firm or soft thing. Everyone wants soft, but they need support. The patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact support you need from the bed to your head, and it's going to stay that way throughout the night. This is where it gets really good. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions. You get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over. All of that is gone with the MyPillow 2.0 cooling technology. Your MyPillow 2.0 will stay cool all night long. It's truly the best pillow you'll ever own. And right now you buy one and you get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one of the MyPillow 2.0. Just use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028.
USA News Update. The impeachment trial for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is set to start no later than August 28th. 12 House members delivered the articles of impeachment to the state Senate yesterday. 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats will hear the case. Paxton is temporarily suspended after the Texas House voted overwhelmingly Saturday to impeach him on charges including abuse of office and obstruction of justice. Proceedings are expected to get underway today in the Tree of Life capital murder trial of Robert Bowers. After jury selection wrapped up last week, Bowers is charged with killing 7 worshipers at a Pittsburgh-area synagogue in 2018. It was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Lawmakers returning to Washington today will face intense pressure from leaders on Capitol Hill and the White House to support the debt ceiling bill and overcome opposition on both sides of the aisle. The first test is set for tomorrow with a vote in Congress. Lance Pry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Concerned about my happiness, but all that thought you've given me is conscience, I guess. If I were walking in your shoes, I wouldn't worry none. While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun. Counting flowers on the wall, that don't bother me at all. Playing solitaire till dawn with the deck of 51. Smoking cigarettes and watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me I've nothing to do.
Last night I dressed
back on What's on Your Mind. 28 before the top of the hour. This is the part of the show where I make you hungry. Hot beef sandwich for lunch today. How's that sound? Or chicken pot pie. That's the PetroServe USA in Valley City. Meatloaf or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Beef noodles, 12th Avenue and I-29, PetroServe USA location. Swedish meatballs and MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Beef noodles in Glendon. Salisbury steak in Yulin. Salisbury steak at 45th Street, Fargo. PetroServe USA, because they have what? Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Unbelievable. How about that at the border? That is just staggering. And news you're getting nowhere else.
Who cares about the border anymore? Well, hey, they're catching a flight. Got an app. Here we go, baby. Let's go.
How? I mean,
we're in Caracas. We're in Ghana. We're anywhere in the world. We can just get on the app, and we're going for a better life.
You know, CNN, NBC, MSNBC, none of them have paid much attention anyway. But Fox and Newsmax, that's, you know. On to other stuff. No more
Newsmax,
at the border.
I've seen Newsmax covering more of it. They're still covering. I saw it over the weekend, too.
Did they?
Yeah, you know, and I keep asking why. Ultimately, why, this is being enabled. This administration is clearly, they opened the border. Like Tom Holman said, they wanted it. They opened it. They want this. So is this the fundamental change that Obama was talking about? Are we literally, by the millions, change the demographics of the country? Are they realigning districts?
And again,
are these people being strategically placed in places, knowing that they're supposed to vote with anyone with a D by their name? I'm to the motive. I want to know why, and I keep coming to that.
Well, I think it's a view that they have more voters.
Yeah.
You know, so it's to turn every state blue.
Yep. But will they?
Now, I don't know that is necessarily going to work. I mean. But this app is what's doing it, folks. They're letting this Katie bar the door. Anything goes with the app, not only to come in at the border, but also to fly in. And it really is, it's just unbelievable. So glad we got that report from Todd Bensman. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Minnesota, former Minnesota Congressman Jason Lewis joins us on the program.
How can he be Mr. Minnesota? I'm Mr. Minnesota.
Well, I don't know. So, look, we're going to have a knockdown here. I don't know.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Bring it!
I thought you were Mr.
Well,
Crazy.
If you want to know what bad things are in store for America, look no further than Minnesota.
And to your point about illegal immigration or legal refugee asylum resettlement, which is legal immigration, it's precisely what Minnesota has done, is what Biden is looking to do. Minnesota plopped a bunch of refugees in Bemidji, in St. Cloud, and fundamentally changed the demographic, the culture, if you will, of those communities, and in the process, turning them blue. Doing that is exactly what Biden wants to do for the country. It is, I hate to say the words, folks, I hope it doesn't traumatize too many millennials here, but it is replacement theory. And so it's so transparent that the left has to ignore it or just absolutely deny it. I mean, you're going to believe me or your own eyes, really, is what they're saying. But it works with the media that's complicit. It really does. Anything works with the media that basically covers for the non-reality.
Jason Lewis's book, Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics and the Partisan Press. And what you just described is not being covered by the partisan press. They're ignoring it.
Nor is it being covered by the Minnesota media, which is really complicit in the insanity that has occurred in Minnesota over this legislative session. You want to talk about illegals voting? How about giving them driver's licenses and then keeping COVID rules in place so that any breeder document, like a driver's license, will do for voting? How about making Minnesota a refugee state where Children's Hospital sends out awards to legislators that sends them more business to mutilate kids? I mean, the list goes on and on about Minnesota. Abortion through the ninth month, no problem in Minnesota. Got a $19 billion surplus, no tax cut, we'll spend it. It is literally living proof we haven't won the war on drugs. And yet, despite the greatest mass exodus out of the state of Minnesota in state history, they don't care.
You know, it is.
Well, they got incoming. You know, they got more coming. So, I mean, they're printing driver's licenses like crazy. So they're good.
If you've got the most productive people leaving, and you have other people who have very little in common with the American or even Western culture in some cases, but certainly what it means to be an American, then is that not replacement theory? Can we say those words? Oh, you can't. Well, you know what? I just did.
Yeah, a friend of mine was at the Mall of America about a month ago, and he witnessed a little yelling altercation thing or whatever, or by the rotunda, the round at the Mall of America. And the word that came out of let's just say they were transplants, was it won't matter. We're taking over, was what he heard.
Well, there was an illegal immigrant that got caught in the legislative session on mic saying, look, we're already voting, so you better make it legal. But we're already voting.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what's going on.
Yep.
In Woodbury, where I resided for 25 years, they just had a chase through the Woodbury neighborhoods of three suspects, literally in a high-speed police chase, which was unheard of 25 years ago. So there has been a cultural change afoot, and the Twin Cities is flatlining if you talk about what it means to have a quality of life that means peace and tranquility and low taxes and good schools. It's gone in the Twin Cities. The only question is whether the rest of the state can forestall it. And I'm not altogether certain that can happen. It may be too late for Minnesota, but hopefully it's not too late for North Dakota or the country.
Here's my question on that math on Minnesota. If outstate Minnesota votes at a higher percentage of actually, you know, going to the polls than they do in the Twin Cities Metro, is there even enough people to be able to do that?
Right.
I mean,
that's why the suburbs are so important, Scott. And those are trending blue because of angry, wealthy, white suburban moms that, I guess, who knows what drives them, but they are a problem demographic when it comes to Republicans. That is true. Now, the answer is not to capitulate. The answer is to figure out why. The other aspect of that is you do have these little micro pockets of problems in greater Minnesota. You look at up in St. Louis County and Duluth. You remember the Coleman-Franken race and all the shenanigans vote-wise going on there.
You look at Olmsted County in Rochester, which is solidly blue thanks to the Mayo Clinic. I tell you, our big healthcare providers in this country have gone totally and completely woke. You look at every, whether it's Children's Hospital I mentioned, whether it's the Mayo Clinic, you look at all these facilities and they're in on Obamacare. They're in on healthcare rationing. They're in on, you know, sex change operations for fun and profit. It's amazing how woke they've gone. So Olmsted County's a problem. You look at St. Louis or St. Cloud now is a problem. So even if you get this turnout, if we don't do the one thing that nobody wants to talk about, I mean, nobody, it will never correct itself. And that is making certain we actually have election day again, making certain we have some semblance of voter ID, making certain we talk about election fraud. And you know what? A perfect example is this. The Biden administration said COVID is over. They've declared the COVID emergency over. Then why are COVID voting rules still in place?
Oh, great question. I have been asking that since they said it.
And by the way, when people freak out about the term stolen election, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about rules that, you know, were totally came out of nowhere, not state constitutions not being followed, and now those COVID-era rules still in place with no COVID. That's how you steal an election.
What I talk about. It's exactly what I talk about in the final chapter of the book, in the chapter called The Reckoning. You can't whistle by the, you know, whistling past the graveyard, as it were, on this election stuff. And everybody jumps all over Trump about it. But the fact is, if we don't talk about it, and Republicans aren't, things will never change. We'll never win another close race, certainly in Minnesota, but maybe anywhere. Again, do you want 2 months of voting? Do you want no ID for voting? Do you want 60% of the vote tallied by mail-ins that have not been matched to the statewide voter registration system? This is insanity. And they know it. And I just don't understand why. Well, I know why, because the media will call you a denier. And ever since climate change and calling those people deniers, this thing has worked. And that's why they're doing it.
Can you explain to me the impact that the Supreme Court decision on Roe versus Wade had in the midterm elections? Minnesota's a prime example. Minnesota's gone so crazy pro-abortion, like abortion sanctuary state, all because they see the politics of it. How did that translate? It bring out voters that didn't vote before?
I'm in the minority on this, I'll be honest with you, and I talk about it in Party Animal, now available as audio book, by the way, at Audible and iTunes. I don't think the impact has been as great, but once again, it's the forest for the trees. If all you get is the drumbeat from the local NBC affiliate, the local ABC, CBS, the newspapers, that abortion is killing Republicans, then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. But the fact is, there hasn't been one Republican governor who signed restrictions on abortion that has gotten in trouble or lost a race. Now, you're talking about these congressional races and this or that. But the bottom line, and here's what I mean by the media, and the Wall Street Journal is as guilty as anything. You will see time after time, pardon me, the most recent case, Nebraska. But it could be Montana. It could be South Carolina. It could be Florida. It could be anywhere. Nebraska signs bill banning most abortion. There has not been one bill signed banning abortion without exception. So even the bills that go to 12 weeks or even heartbeat at 6 or 8 says exceptions for rape, for incest, for the health of the mother. Why is that never told to people?
No, of course. It's a very good point on the media. This is their drumbeat. We're speaking of the audio book version of Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power, Politics, and the Partisan Press. We have one of those to give away when we come back with Jason Lewis. Stay tuned. Don't go away.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
I'm Jim. I'm USFlagpoleGuy.com. Are you the guy who represents our great country by assuming the responsibility for our nation's colors in your town? You are there every morning to pose at half-staff and every evening caring as Old Glory flies. I would like to inform you of special discounts and help U.S. Flagpole Guy can be to you at carrying and maintaining our flag. Parts and service, please call Jim at USFlagpoleGuy.com, 701-571-FLAG, or USFlagpoleGuy.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
To be this way, I've always got a smiling face.
So we have a deal for you.
Anytime and
a audiobook place. Audible version
and every time
of the book Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press. We'll take the first caller. We're just going to get early bird gets the worm right now. 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. Lucky winner of a Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press. You call now. Daniel will get your email address, and then we'll email you a special code so you can have the book, audiobook version from Audible from Jason Lewis. Party Animal, The Truth About President Trump, Power Politics, and the Partisan Press. Call now, 701-271-1100. A few more minutes with Jason Lewis. What do you think of the debt ceiling deal that they cooked up?
and I narrated it myself, 10 hours. So if you like the Jason Lewis show, you'll love this audiobook. But everything that's going on now, I saw when I was in Congress. We had to do the bipartisan budget agreement, which blew away sequester, which I voted against. So you had that budgetary impact on the docket. We had immigration, the wall going up and applying for asylum outside the country, not just Title 42, but as a matter of policy and law. We had all of the things that are going on now with the crazy woke nonsense. It was all happening when I was in D.C., so it's so relevant. I'm so glad I wrote this book because you can just go back and say, oh, man, I see it coming now. So I hope listeners will enjoy that. Now, the debt ceiling, and I may surprise a few people on this, but Mick Jagger was right. You can't always get what you want. And this is where the Republican Party is really caught between squishes, Northeastern liberals, but also between a few of the hardliners that come from solidly red districts that are also playing politics. Now, what do I mean by that without sounding like one of those horrible moderates, right? What I mean by that is if you are from a 60% plus red district, you don't give a damn about the general election. You're scared about what? A primary from the right. And so what do? You become as obstinate, especially against House leadership, as you can. The fact is this debt ceiling deal is not a bad deal, given that 40% of the country is now socialist. And what some of these people in the Freedom Caucus don't quite get is half the country thinks they're nuts. And so you can't just govern as though this is South Florida. You've got to govern to do what you can do. So the spending levels go back to 2022. You cap it at 1% for the foreseeable future. You get work requirements for SNAP. You get work requirements for TANF, Temporary Aid to Needy Families, cash welfare. You get most of the things you want. Now, did you get everything? Did you get the Medicaid reform we desperately need? Nope. Didn't get that. Does it increase the debt ceiling through the presidential election? Yep. May not like that. But the fact is, this is about all you're going to get with the Biden administration. So be done with it and get it done. You know, politics is the art of the possible here.
Yeah, I mean, do you ever get everything you want? I mean, and by the way, newsflash, Biden, Democrat presidency, executive branch, and Democratic Senate, Chuckie Schumer. I mean, under that scenario, you got one branch. You know, like you say, take what you get.
You got two branches of government against you when you consider the Senate. And by the way, where are the senators? Don't they? They're nowhere to be found during these negotiations. It's going to have to get through the Senate.
No, they've been.
I'll tell you, here's the giveaway. Here is the giveaway, and you and I have talked about this, and some conservatives will disagree with me, but I'm going to go out on a limb. In a Department of Defense budget of $886 billion, when I was in Congress, just 5-6 years ago, it was $547 billion. A Department of Defense budget that high, you think there's any waste, fraud, and abuse? I think so. All of the hardliners that are trashing this deal told McCarthy one penny from the defense budget was off limit. Not going to touch it. So now you've got $1 trillion in domestic discretionary spending you've got to cut, and you've taken off literally the, I wouldn't say the bulk of it, but half of it. It's actually more than a trillion. It's about 1.3 trillion anymore, but you've taken half of it off the table.
Yeah. And by the way, there's people mad that 80 billion, of extra things beyond what the Biden budget was, the generals wanted that they didn't get. They're mad that that wasn't included. And you're talking about the opposite direction. It's unbelievable. Let me take this call from Sandy because we're going to run out of time. And yeah. we want to award her an audio book, an audible version of that. Sandy, you're the lucky caller. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, but it's not a she.
It's a he. A yeah,
he.
Okay. Yeah,
it's
sorry.
A he,
yeah, I went. I,
a he, him, right?
He, him.
Sandy, if you just hang on, we're going to get your email address, okay? And then we'll send you the code to get the audiobook. Okay? Sound good?
Jason needs to run for governor of Minnesota. We need to turn this around, and we'd like to see him do that.
I like that idea.
I don't know that it's salvageable the way they... We got to fix the electoral process. And there you go. It's going to be very tough.
Mr. Minnesota for Gov, great talking to you, Jason. Let's do it again soon. Take care.
Always a pleasure.
God bless, folks. See you tomorrow.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.